Okay, here we are in Holy Week. We are on day Wednesday. What was Jesus doing on Wednesday? Well, the way the week went, this is the last week of the life and ministry of Jesus. The way that it went was on Sunday. He came down the Palm Sunday road, and they were spreading their palms on the road and their cloaks, and they were singing Hosanna, or Hosanna, however you might want to say that. Hosanna in the highest, save now, thinking he was going to be the earthly king of Israel and make Israel great again. Well, Jesus had other ideas of another kind of a kingdom. Well, when he came into town, he went to the temple area and he saw that these people were buying and selling and making merchandise out of people. That's what it says in Peter, making merchandise out of them, taking advantage of people. Jesus looked around. The next day on Monday, he comes and he clears out the temple, clears it out. And on Tuesday, and then after he clears it out, we should say that part, after he clears it out, the blind come to him, the lame come to him, the poor come to him. I think that's what they mean when they talk about revival. We need to have a cleansing. We need to get rid of all the religious nonsense so that the blind, the lame, the poor can come in. Tuesday is full of confrontations, with the religious authorities one after another. Well, today, on Wednesday, he's going to spend most of Wednesday with his disciples, and he's going to have a meal with them. That's also known as the Last Supper. Now, some people think the Last Supper happened on Thursday or maybe even Friday. Well, we're going to see that it happened on Wednesday. So we're looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 18. John gives us some of the best chronology of what's going on, particularly for this day. So we'll start there in chapter 13. Did I say 18? I meant chapter 13. So chapter 13, verse 1. Before the Passover festival, before the festival of Passover. Now, here's what we're going to need to understand about Passover, especially as we get into the next day or so, is that Passover is always a Sabbath day. Now, we know that Saturday is the Sabbath. Every week, Saturday is the Sabbath. But when Passover rolls around, Passover is also a Sabbath. Well, how does that work? That sounds kind of strange. No, think about it. For us, most of us, you know, not being Jewish, don't celebrate the Passover, being Gentiles living in the USA, most of us. And what you know is if you live in the USA, that when Christmas rolls around, December 25th, it's like a Sunday. It's like a Saturday. It's like a Sunday, really. It's like another Sunday. Now, we don't call it a Sunday. We don't wrap them together. But with these guys, when the Passover would fall, wherever it would fall, it would be a Sabbath. You would treat it exactly the way you would treat the Sabbath, the Passover. So here we are before the Passover. And what's going to happen this week, in the last week of the life and ministry of Jesus, is that two Sabbaths, Passover and the regular Sabbath, are going to come up back to back. So it will be Passover and then regular Sabbath. So two Sabbath days together. That's what's going to help us understand what day Jesus was crucified. Before the Passover festival, Jesus knew his hour had come to depart from this world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Now we're going to talk an awful lot about love here. Verse 2. John chapter 13, verse 2, right before the Passover, Jesus knows his time has come, and he loved his own. Verse 2, now when it came time for supper, he's going to eat with his disciples. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, Simon Iscariot's son, to betray him. Jesus knew the Father had given everything into his hands, and he had come from God, and he was going back to God. So he got up from the supper. Jesus gets up from the supper. What does he do? He lays aside his outer clothing. He took a towel and he wrapped it around himself. Next, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel that he had tied around him. Jesus is serving his disciples at the Last Supper. Jesus is humbling himself and serving. Now, he's given us an example. We also should humble ourselves and serve. He came to Simon Peter, who asked him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus said, yes, what I'm doing, you don't realize it now, but you will later. He said, you'll never wash my feet. And Jesus said, listen, if I don't wash you, you have no part of me. I want to serve you. And he said, not only my feet, but my hands. And Jesus said, just calm down, Peter. So Jesus is at this supper serving his disciples. And then it goes on and it tells us the meaning of that. And then it tells us, as you go on in John's Gospel, chapter 13, that Judas is going to betray him. And he's going to betray him in this context here. You see, so this is Wednesday. This is Wednesday. Jesus is spending the day with his disciples. He's having the supper. He's having the meal. And then he gives him a new command. Well, what's the new command going to be? You come up to 31 in chapter 13, and Jesus said, the Son of Man will be glorified. And God will be glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, in his glory, and will glorify him at once. Children, I'm with you for a little while longer. You'll look for me, and just as I told the Jews, now I tell you, where I'm going, you cannot come. He's going to die. I'm going to give you a new command. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you need to love one another. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. Wow. So how will we be known as the disciples of Jesus? That we love one another. So this is the supper, and Jesus washes their feet. Jesus teaches them to love one another. And it's also right at this point. Now, keep in mind, the Passover festival had not come yet. But they're eating before the Passover festival. And Jesus, right here in this passage, verse 36, he tells Peter he's going to deny him. Chapter 14, Jesus goes on and talks about who he is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except for me. He's really summing up his ministry of 3 years with his disciples as he's sitting with them this day. He's talking to them about the Holy Spirit that's going to come. He's talking to them about the vine and the branches. Stay in me, and I will stay in you. He talks about love. He talks about persecution that's going to come. Again, he talks some more about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about how their sorrow will be turned into joy. And then Jesus prays for himself and prays for his disciples. This is a beautiful prayer here, really. Chapter 17 we're up to. Jesus prays for himself. And he looked up and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that you may be glorified, since you gave him all authority over all flesh, so that he may give eternal life to everyone you have given him. Jesus will give eternal life. And then Jesus goes on and he prays for us. He's praying for his disciples. Verse 6, I've revealed your name to the people you gave me from the world. They were yours, you gave them to me. And you've kept your word, and now they know everything that you have is given, everything you have given is from you. Because I have given them the words you gave me. They received them and have known them for certain that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. He's praying for his disciples. But he said, I'm not praying for the world, but also for those you've given me, because they're yours. Everything I have is yours. And then he goes on and he prays for us. Prays for us, prays for all believers. Watch this, 17:20. I pray not only for these, the disciples who were there, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. Well, we believe through the disciples, through the apostles. Every single one of us has a spiritual lineage that goes back to one of these apostles. They led someone to Christ, who led someone to Christ, who led someone to Christ, who led someone to Christ, and you're somewhere in the chain of those disciples, somewhere going back. And so Jesus loves us and prays for us. And then he's betrayed by Judas. He goes out to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's there that Judas betrays him with a kiss. He's arrested and he's taken to the house of the high priest. Now, this is all on Wednesday. And we'll see. He gets crucified on Thursday. Now, we do Good Friday somehow in church history. That became a tradition, but it's new. It's really on Thursday that he's crucified. So Peter denies him. He goes before the high priest. They finally get him before Pilate. And here's another way that we know that this is before the Passover. He's going before Pilate in chapter 18, verse 28. It says they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. Caiaphas is the high priest. They put him on trial, a religious trial, and they've come up with false witnesses. They bring him to Pilate. And what it says here, it was early in the morning. So Jesus is up all night in these religious trials. And then it says they did not enter the headquarters themselves. Otherwise, they would have been defiled and unable to eat the Passover. So the Passover is coming. They're not going in there because they don't want to be defiled because the Passover is coming. So what's Jesus doing all day on Wednesday? He's eating with his disciples, teaching his disciples. He's betrayed by one of his disciples. He's taken to the religious leaders who accuse him, and the religious leaders bring him now to Rome to have him crucified. So last week of the life and ministry of Jesus, Wednesday. Hey, bless you.